People are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
How to provide long-term care for low-income elderly. That question was raised back in the early 1970s in one community of San Francisco, and that led to the establishment of a nonprofit organization called OnLock. Now, decades later, OnLock serves seniors all over the Bay Area in a long list of ways, from providing housing to operating the largest multipurpose senior center in San Francisco to running OnLock Lifeways, a PACE program that provides a wide range of services, allowing the elderly to remain at home. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, presented by Eden Housing, which is partnering with OnLock on a new 98-unit senior housing development in Fremont, scheduled to start construction this month. The development includes about 9,000 square feet of commercial space for OnLock to offer the PACE program, providing comprehensive care for low-income elderly, from housing through nursing care and social services, is our topic today. My guest is Bob Edmondson, CEO of OnLock. Welcome, Bob.
Nice to be here.
When we talk about comprehensive services for seniors, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, what OnLock does is really comprehensive and integrated. It's a great program that does just about everything. And I only ask people, when was the last time their HMO did their laundry or provided their dinner for them? And you start realizing the extraordinary nature of PACE, the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly that OnLock designed and replicated around the country. And it really is comprehensive. Essentially, we have staff physicians who handle the primary care. We have an interdisciplinary team, including social workers, nurses, drivers, dietitians, that take care of the planning for the best approach to dealing with the frail seniors that we have. So it's an unbelievable program. When I describe it to providers, quite often physicians or hospital folks, they find it unbelievable that we can do it the way we do it. So it is totally comprehensive, integrated, providing skilled nursing, hospitalization. We're at risk for medical care, dental care, eyeglasses, quite a bit of the food that people receive, social work, socialization, exercise, physical therapy. It's a long list.
I want to sign up right now.
I know. I do too. It's unbelievable, yeah.
What does PACE actually stand for?
PACE is the letters, P-A-C-E, are Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. That's the name that OnLock decided to call the program years ago. It is a program that was designed to essentially keep people in their own home when they were actually nursing home eligible. So it's a great program.
And while to me it's obvious why you would want to do that, why don't you spell out what the advantages are of aging in home and being able to get these sorts of supportive services without having to go into that sort of a facility?
Well, let's start with the history. Essentially, the initiation of OnLock's program, PACE, was in the Chinatown area of San Francisco, where a group of seniors engaged Marie-Louise Ansack, who was a social worker, to try and develop a nursing home that would serve Chinese food. The more they got into it, the more they realized people didn't want to go to an institution, even if it did have Chinese food. They wanted to remain in their own home and be taken care of there as long as possible. So the advantage is obviously to the government is it saves money, right? These are folks that are generally on Medi-Cal as well as Medicare, but it's just better from the standpoint of the individual. You're not warehoused. You remain with your existing friends, family support structure. You can receive help in an environment that is your environment. It's, you know, where you want to be and where you are. So that's what I would say. It's designed, I mean, it's what we all want, really. We don't want to be in an institution. We want to be in familiar surroundings. And this PACE provides that for you. I didn't mention transportation either, Joanne. The way we're known in San Francisco and Fremont and Santa Clara County, San Jose, is that we have little vans that go around and pick people up and bring them to the center for socialization and medical care. So part of our, I guess, our best advertising are these little vans that have OnLock on the side of them.
Now, I know OnLock started in San Francisco as one small program. What, was it back in the 70s?
Yep, 72 was the gleam in Marie-Louise Anzac's eye, and she was working with folks in Chinatown, and we were actually one of the first adult day health centers as well as this the PACE program. So we started quite a bit of the what you see today that are called home and community-based services.
How many people do you serve now?
In the PACE organization, we serve 1,070 in 10 centers, and we serve, just to give you the flavor of what we do, we serve about 5,000 adults in our active senior program, which isn't PACE, and all told, we serve about 600,000 meals a year that our two kitchens cook.
How do you do this? I mean, clearly this is a model, right, that people all over the country would be very envious of. You said earlier people in the field say they just can't believe that you're able to pull this off.
Right.
And there's a variety of reasons for that, right? Their shock, I'm assuming, is not only how do you do it from a financial model, but really this is a matter of coordinating disparate services over a really
right.
broad range, from medical to social, you know, right. to, as you say, transportation, to nutrition, food. How do you do it?
Well, one of the keys to our success really is our electronic medical record, which we developed ourselves in 1996 and have continued to improve. Long-term care is not an arena where a lot of the electronic medical record companies have chosen to compete. So we have a great kind of access portal, right? In other words, everyone can that's dealing with the patient or the participant can see what everyone else has reported, what the assessment was, what happened yesterday. But the team meetings allow kind of a coordinated diagnosis and treatment approach. Everyone gets together, talks about the patient. The driver might have a comment. You know, Mrs. Jones was not looking good today. The home care worker might say she didn't eat anything last night. We're worried about her. All of this comes to the team, and the team tries to assess, with a doctor present, obviously, what's the right course of action. So we did replicate this around the country from 87 to 97. A team from OnLock, many of the people are still working here, went around the country to various locations in for instance, Milwaukee, Boston, New York, South Carolina, Portland, El Paso, Denver, to essentially demonstrate that this program wasn't just a San Francisco thing, that it would work anywhere. All of those programs are up and running, and they are the largest programs in the country.
The funding must be different in different areas, though, because I know you rely in large part on Medi-Cal reimbursements.
Right. About two-thirds of our funding is from Medi-Cal, one-third from Medicare. That ratio is different in different locations. We also have a substantial fundraising component. Some of our folks are fee-for-service. They are not Medi-Cal eligible, so they actually pay, you know, as you would an insurance company. So, but basically, throughout the country, it's essentially a Medicaid and Medicare-funded program for frail seniors.
When we talk about low-income seniors, there must be sort of a poverty line for eligibility for a PACE program. Is that uniform across the country, or is that really depend on cost of living?
Right. That varies by state pretty much, and different states have different funding models and formulas and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's different state by state, but I would say fundamentally Medicaid pays a little bit more than Medicare on a monthly basis.
So how poor, in effect, does a senior have to be eligible for your programs?
Well, you have to meet the Medi-Cal requirements, and some seniors are not at the Medi-Cal poverty line and have to spend down. They have to essentially divest themselves of income or assets. And we have, you know, a few that are in that position, and we have a few that actually are full pay. So you can assume, you know, whatever the line is state by state, that's going to be the poverty line will be, you know, where Medicaid, where the cutoff is for income and assets.
Bob, can you share a success story of a senior who has really benefited from the PACE program?
I would love to. We had, every year we have an annual dinner, a banquet, celebrating our successes, and often we have someone who is a participant that we've actually helped to get better and healthier. One of our favorite stories is a woman who essentially was pretty much bound to a chair in San Francisco, really not capable of moving, had to be in a wheelchair or else almost completely immobile. And she was a poet in her youth and had an artistic temperament. And she was able to get up and give a very long speech to, I was standing beside her because she's a frail senior and I wanted to be sure, you know, that she was going to remain erect and there was going to be no problem. And she had long pauses in her speech, and I was watching her, and she was just basically saying how much she appreciated the care that had gone in and the loving care that really helped to get her better so that she became mobile. And I realized that these long pauses were her remembering events at Onlock, you know, where a particular social worker would take her aside and say something sweet, where she was exercising with the physical therapist or whatever, and she was picturing it in her mind, thus the long pauses. She's right now, she's probably, I want to say, 98. We have, I think, 6 or 8 people that are over 100 years old.
It's remarkable. How does PACE interact with affordable housing? Meaning, like, how does being connected to the housing impact the type and quality of care received?
Well, Onlock has a separate corporation, two corporations that are housing companies. So we are really familiar and recognize the important connection between housing and PACE, caring for seniors. What has been remarkable is in the last 5 years of my tenure here at Onlock, we've had contact with every housing company pretty much in the Bay Area interested in what they're calling aging in place, which is the delivery of services to frail seniors inside housing complexes so that they can remain there, so that they don't need to leave, they don't need to exit. You might have a husband and wife where one of them is extremely frail, and you know, the problem is, would that person have to go to a nursing home? What happens with the spouse? And we're able to pretty much eliminate that problem for as long as possible. So there's definitely a connection. I mean, this, the project we're calling, I guess, the Peralta Project with Eden is incredibly symbolic of what will be, I think, the wave of the future, where services really are much more integrated into senior housing. It's a must-have. It has to be done. It has to be that way.
Well, services are being integrated in all levels of affordable housing, and it's you know, the results speak for themselves. How is your program, or are your programs, impacted by the state budget crisis?
Well, let's just say that I'm pleased to operate at the exact same rates that were established in 2008 through the end of 2011. So what that means is I've had no rate increase, but fortunately no rate decrease, and we'll have from 08 through the end of 2011. So not good for us in terms of the trend, which, you know, inflation isn't zero. Inflation is slight, but we're okay. I mean, essentially we have, you know, made it through the budget crisis without severe cuts. And I think the legislature views us as the safety net underneath the safety net, because after us really is institutionalization. That's it. And that's much more expensive.
That's what I was going to say. You must have been able to prove that these programs ultimately save the taxpayer money in the end.
They save the taxpayer money, and they provide a high quality of life for people. I mean, this really... I think, keeps people, first off, I should mention that it allows caregivers to continue working and paying taxes, right, because their parents or grandparents are being, taken care of and watched over. But it's the quality of life as well as the health care of people. Our statistics, if you looked at how we compared with general, the Medicare community, for instance, the number of days people spend in hospitals is reduced. There are a whole lot of benchmarks where we actually exceed, expectations in terms of medical care and hospitalization.
So I imagine growth is on your horizon, and I understand you have a capital campaign coming up.
We do, yes. Our first one in several years is starting up for the Peralta Project to help fund that 9,000-square-foot center for seniors, and we're very excited about that. We've got a dedicated board committee that is really eager to get launched, and they'll be there at the groundbreaking. We haven't picked a date yet, but they'll be there, and we're really looking forward to it. It's really an exciting time for us.
Well, if our listeners want more information about the programs that you offer or this upcoming capital campaign, where can you send them?
Well, I would send them to our website. They can go to unlock, unlock.org, O-R-G. That's us.
Excellent. Bob Edmondson, CEO of Unlock, thanks so much for being with us today on the Affordable Housing Podcast.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.